Hello and welcome. Studying the Bible is one of the best ways to grow in your relationship with Jesus. But if you're new to following him, you might be wondering, where do I even start? Don't worry. Today I'm going to share with you five simple steps to properly study your Bible so you can apply God's word to your everyday life. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and jump in. Step number one, you want to pray and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. Before you dive into the Bible, the first step is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Bible isn't just any book, it's the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is your teacher. We find here in John chapter 14, verse 26, it says this, "The Holy Spirit will teach you in all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." That's what Jesus said to his disciples. So take a moment to pray and ask for understanding. Simply say this, say, "Holy Spirit, help me understand your word today and show me how to apply it to my life." Step number two, in order to properly study your Bible, is understand who's doing the talking. You need to figure out who's doing the talking. As you read a passage, ask yourself, who is speaking here? Sometimes it's God, sometimes it's Jesus, or sometimes it's one of the Bible writers like Paul or like David. Sometimes it might even be the adversary. You need to know who's talking, because knowing who's talking helps you to understand the context and the tone of the message. For example, when Jesus speaks in the Gospels, his words carries unique authority and wisdom. Like, I give you a prime example. A lot of people quote this in the book of Job, chapter 1, when Job says, "The Lord giveth, the Lord, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." It is true that Job was the one doing the talking, but it's not true what Job said about God. God doesn't give and God doesn't take away. Sometimes God gives and people can lose it, or God can give and others can try to take it away, but God is not, he doesn't give to you and then turn around and take it right away from you. That's why you gotta understand who is doing the talking so you can understand the proper context of the conversation. Now, I would recommend that you use a study Bible with notes to help you identify who's speaking in each passage. Step number three, to properly study your Bible, understand who the writer is talking to. It's not only important to understand who's doing the talking, but you also need to understand, who is he talking to, or who is she talking to, or who is God talking to? Now, when you understand who the writer is in this message, it is the message directed, you're trying to find out, is it directed towards the Israelites? Was it directed towards the early church? Was it directed to all believers? See, Paul was often writing letters, and he addresses specific churches to which he's talking to, like the church at Corinthians or the church at Ephesus. While the principles still apply to us today, understanding the original audience can give you deeper thought and insight. Ask yourself when you're reading the Bible, who is this letter for? Look at the introduction of a book or chapter for clues. I give you an example. In the book of Galatians, Paul is actually he's talking to the church at Galatia, but he's actually talking to Jewish believers, and Paul is doing the talking, but he's talking to Jewish believers who have actually received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but you have other people who are still practicing Judaism to say, yes, yep, I believe in Jesus is cool, but you still need to keep all the laws and all the tradition and all the custom, and it was causing major confusion. Now, you may be able to glean, you and I may be able to glean lessons from the book of Galatians, as it still is applicable to church, but in that specific instance, he is talking to people who were once Jews, who had become followers of Jesus, and now those who are still practicing Judaism is trying to say, yeah, you can do that, but you still got to keep all the laws, and it was just causing mass confusion. So knowing who's doing the talking and who he's talking to is a great, great tool to help you properly understand and study your Bible. Step number four to properly study your Bible is understand if it's before or after Jesus went to the cross. Why? Because there are certain things that people had to do before Jesus went to the cross that are not the same things that we're responsible for doing right now. Now, if you understand if it was before or after Jesus went to the cross, it's crucial because the cross changes everything. Before the cross, much of the Bible focuses on how God's laws and promises of a Savior. After the cross, it's about the grace and new life we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing where you are in the timeline helps you to interpret the message correctly. When you're reading, ask the question, does this reflect life before or after the cross, or after Jesus went to the cross, died, and was resurrected on the third day? Prime example, before the cross, if you sinned, you had to take a sin offering, which also means you had to kill a goat, or you might have to kill a lamb and take it to the high priest. And when you take it to the priest puts the blood on the seat and on the altar, and they had to burn a sacrifice, and you might have to bring heap offerings, and you might have to bring all these different types of offerings, and you had to do all these different things. But when Jesus went to the cross, he was the last sacrifice made for sin. He didn't come to cover your sin, because back before he went to the cross, if you sinned, there was once a year that the priest went in and he made what's known as an atonement to bring us back in unity together with the Father. But when Jesus went to the cross, he tore down the veil that was between us and God, and we are one with him forever if we are followers of Jesus. And no longer do you have to go once a year to have a priest go in on your behalf. You can personally go to the throne of God every single day and make your petitions known to God, and you can also ask for forgiveness anytime you've messed up and missed God's mark. And the fifth step in properly understanding and studying your Bible is this: get a Strong's Concordance for a deeper word study. Now, in this final step, the Strong's Concordance actually has the Greek and Hebrew words where the Bible is translated. Like the Old Testament is translated using Hebrew words, and the New Testament is in Greek words. And the importance of it is because if you're in the United States or in the West, you have words that make, like the word love, for example. People throw that word love around, but the word, when you look it up in the Greek, has many different meanings to it, and there's different types of love which we find. But in the West, the word love is the same thing all across the board. But what happens is the Bible wasn't originally written in English, so looking up the original words can give you a fuller understanding. For example, we're just talking about the word love. It has different meanings in the Greek, like agape, which is God's unconditional love, or phileo, which is the brotherly love. And you see this when Jesus is talking to Peter. He says, Peter, do you love me? Jesus says, Peter, do you agape, unconditionally love me? But Peter's response, he's using the same word, Lord, you know I phileo love you. I love you like a brother. They're using the same word, but they're two totally different meanings. And see, when you get a Strong's Concordance, you can get it online or you can get it in print. I actually use an app for the Strong's Concordance. And when you use them to look up the key words and their original meanings, and then when you're reading this passage, it brings it more to life. So here's a quick recap of the five steps to properly study your Bible. First, you want to pray and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. Second, you want to understand who's doing the talking. Third, you want to understand who the writer is talking to. Fourth, you want to know if it's before or after the cross. And fifth, you want to use a Strong's Concordance to get a deeper understanding of the words being said. Studying the Bible isn't just about learning. It's about growing closer to God and applying His Word to your life. Start with these steps and you will see how God's truth comes alive in your heart. If you found this helpful, share it with someone else who's starting their faith journey. Happy studying, and may God bless you as you grow in His Word.